This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen handed over a consignment of humanitarian aid for Palestinians from Gaza to the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday and offered thoughts on the long-term solutions to the conflict, as VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Von der Leyen said the European Union had quadrupled the humanitarian aid to Gaza to about $109 million and had organized 15 flights bringing aid for Gazans to the nearby Egyptian city of Arish, with more to follow. But von der Leyen said the international community needs to look ahead to what the ultimate, lasting solution to the conflict might look like.
Even as we deal with the urgency of today, we must also think about what the day after could look like and how Israelis and Palestinians can regain hope, have a perspective. And for this, they need a political solution. And this horizon is a two-state solution.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hungary's prime minister has further signaled that his government is likely to present a roadblock to Ukraine's ambitions to join the European Union. Speaking at a biannual congress of his nationalist political party on Saturday, Prime Minister Viktor Orban said that Ukraine is, quote, light years away from EU membership. He says he and his government will, quote, resist talks scheduled for mid-December on whether to invite the country to start accession negotiations. Admitting a new country requires unanimous approval from all existing member countries, giving Orban a powerful veto. The Hungarian leader is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's only EU allies. He has argued that membership talks should not begin with a country at war. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Survivors of Nazi atrocities joined young Jewish activists outside the Paris Holocaust Memorial to highlight a rise in anti-Semitism since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Standing in a line, a group of activists and Holocaust survivors hold up a sign saying, "We will not let history repeat itself or stammer." Serge Klarsfeld, who is known as a French Nazi hunter and founded the group Sons and Daughters of Jewish Deportees from France, told the AP,
"In the Jewish life, it's not never again, it's always again. In the life of a Jew, there is no peaceful development."
Klarsfeld said anti-Semitic acts have risen around the world. In France, half of the recent anti-Semitic acts involve graffiti, posters or protest banners bearing Nazi symbols or violent anti-Jewish messages. I'm Karen Chamas.
Australia has accused the Chinese Navy of likely causing minor injuries to Australian naval divers by operating its sonar while they were trying to clear fishing nets from their ship's propellers. An Australian statement posted Saturday said the government had expressed its serious concerns to the Chinese government over what it called the unsafe and unprofessional conduct earlier this week. There was no immediate comment from the Chinese side. The U.S., Canadian, and Australian militaries have complained multiple times about what they say have been dangerous actions by the Chinese Navy and Air Force in the Western Pacific. Another launch of the SpaceX mega rocket has ended with an explosion. AP correspondent Jackie Quint reports.
3, 2, 1. The launch in Boca Chica, Texas started well, but first the booster exploded, which wasn't supposed to happen. And then 8 minutes into flight, the giant Starship rocket exploded.
The automated flight termination system on second stage appears to have triggered very late in the burn as we were headed downrange.
SpaceX commentator John Innsbrucker emphasizing this was a test flight and they'll learn from the failure, just like they did after the first test flight ended with a blast in April. At 400 feet tall, Starship was the largest and most powerful rocket ever built. I'm Jackie Quinn.
UK Treasury Chief Jeremy Hunt says the government can afford to lower some taxes now that inflation is falling, but he says any cuts will come along with a squeeze on welfare benefits. British media have reported that there will be a relief for businesses and wealthy property owners in Hunt's autumn budget statement on Wednesday. Hunt told Saturday's Daily Telegraph newspaper that, quote, there is a path to reducing the tax burden and a conservative government will take that path. But he also said the government had to, quote, take difficult decisions to reform the welfare state. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alex.